Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, switching subjects. A lot of NBA for this show today, but the Wizards made a big trade, and we've got a draft tonight, and Linnell will be on our coverage tonight on draft coverage here on the station. Joining us right now is Scott Abraham from Channel 7, of course, at Scott7 News on X on Twitter. You had some news yesterday. Share it with everybody as it relates to the RFK site, the D.C. Council vote, and even what the stadium may ultimately look like when it does get built.
Yeah, always glad to be on with you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on. Obviously, you know, you're just doing some thinking. It's getting closer and closer, right, to July 15th. You know, yesterday was 3 weeks away for the proposed vote by the D.C. Council to kind of send this through to get this shovels in the ground and start building a stadium. And, you know, talking to a source of basically where it's at, what's going on, and, you know, the source believes the team is still very confident that there's going to be a path to get this done in D.C. And, you know, just some other interesting nuggets, you know, through the conversation is just from a design aspect and kind of thinking about what the stadium might look like at the RFK site. Basically, the team is not ruling out anything in terms of, like, obviously they want the roof. That's going to be priority number one.
Have a roof, whether it's retractable or not. You don't get a Super Bowl without it.
Correct. So the roof is but the question is it going to be a retractable roof? And that's on the table, right? So that's something that I kind of found out in terms of, you know, they're trying to figure out the cost value of that and the best place to invest the money into the stadium, because this is a heavy lift. And I think what was key that came out to my conversation was they want to make sure that they bring, like, the outside in and the utilization of glass, utilization of design, of making sure you can have those sight lines of what DC looks like. So it's still very early in the planning stages, but I found that interesting that a retractable roof is not off the table. It's in conversation. And then the other interesting nugget, Kevin, because I was curious about this, is, you know, RFK site. It's always been RFK Stadium, RFK site. What do they think about the utilization of keeping RFK in the new stadium name? And they're having conversations about that as well. Could it be Northwest Field at RFK Stadium, or, you know, and that type of scenario? So
right.
RFK, that name, is still being considered as part of the new stadium. So just some interesting nuggets as we get closer to July 15th. Obviously, everybody's kind of on pins and needles, figuring out what's going to happen with the council.
What have you heard, if anything, as it relates to the difference in price between retractable roof and an actual non-retractable roof? Because I'm under the understanding that it's a much more expensive endeavor.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but just you know, from, you know, reading and doing my own research, not necessarily talking to the source about numbers. It's a much more big figure because of the mechanical operation and just the technological capability you would need to have that retractable roof. So that's just part of the trying to figure out, you know, where the best place to invest your money into a new stadium, the cost value, what is the benefit of a retractable roof versus a roof that doesn't retract. So can they put that money into different, you know, glass panels where almost like an Allegiant Stadium in Vegas where you still have, you know, that the glass in the end zone type deal. So they're obviously in the early stages of talking to design firms and figuring out the best course of action of how they want this to look. I know the team, you know, they've visited numerous stadiums over the past couple of years, from SoFi to Allegiant to Atlanta, trying to figure out, you know, what they did, what they liked, what they didn't like, and what fits in their own bucket. So a lot of planning right now.
So we're talking to Scott Abraham from Channel 7. So let's, you know, we had this story last week in the Post, you know, the mayor saying that the team is outraged that the city council has taken this much time to get the information necessary to, you know, and then asking for more time beyond July 15th as if that's not really a big deal to them when it is a big deal to the team. What are you hearing as it relates to if they didn't vote by July 15th, will the team go back? Because that then the negotiation then becomes non-exclusive so that they could go back to Maryland. But are you hearing, and it sounds like you are, they're going to get this vote done by July 15th?
So that's a great question. That's a question on listeners, viewers' minds, and I totally get it. And I honestly think that in their heart of hearts, the team perspective, they're going to get this done in D.C. They feel like there's a runway in D.C. that they're going to be able to figure this out and get this done. Remember, they did the same thing, you know, the late night backdoor deals in the Congress and the land transfer. So the last minute, midnight hour, that's kind of their M.O. So I think there's a confidence there. They're not even thinking, Kevin, down that road of like, what if, you know, this, it's, you know, publicly or talking, you know, talking to media members or myself, maybe behind closed doors, they have plan A, B, and C. But I think publicly they think this is going to get done and that they're not really thinking about a plan B, plan C. They're putting all their eggs in the basket of Washington, D.C. And I understand from a commander's perspective, from a Mayor Muriel Bowser, of why they want to get this done on July 15th, because in terms of planning and booking these big events like a Final Four, WrestleMania, they need to have shovels in the ground to show them, hey, this is getting it done, and they want to put, you know, big events on the books in 2026, 2027 for 2030, 2031. So that's why this is kind of a timetable rush against time. It's all about time. The clock is chasing them, almost like radio, almost like TV. The clock is always chasing us, and the clock is chasing them in terms of July 15th, because if it gets pushed down the road, you know, kick the can down the road, that means in terms of building out their calendar, building out big events, that's going to get pushed down the road as well. So a lot of different layers to all this, Kevin.
Trust me, it's annoying right now to people like Josh Harris, Mark Ein, Mitchell Rails, you know, private sector entrepreneurs who, you know, saw this deal in the hands of the city council, you know, at the end of April, and they can't, you know, lock themselves into a room and figure this thing out in time for July 15th. It's just a different speed when you're talking bureaucracy versus, you know, guys like Harris, Ein, Rails, and probably the majority of people who are limited partners in the ownership of the team. So I hope they, you know, figure out how to get a sense of urgency and get this thing voted 7 votes yes by July 15th. So you would also, go ahead.
Kevin, to your point, sorry to cut you off. Like I like, you know, selfishly, and like I would love a brand new stadium in Washington, D.C., but I also understand the other side of the coin from what Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, you know, they want to do their due diligence. They want to make sure this is the right deal for them and for the city and for the constituents and for the neighborhoods and for people that live in that area. I totally get it. There's a lot of money being thrown around, taxpayer dollars, private money. I understand the whole essence of time. But, you know, ultimately, I think if you have this stadium, a brand new stadium, an anchor for a city, an anchor for a community, taking the journalism hat off, I think the good will outweigh maybe the negative.
You know, I totally agree with that. It is their job to get the best possible deal for tax-paying citizens in the District of Columbia. The question is, why does it need to take 2.5 months or longer for them to do it? Look, you also tweeted something else out yesterday regarding tailgating. I know that's a big issue for younger fans. What would, you know, assuming this gets done and the stadium gets built in 2030, opens up, what would the tailgating situation be like down there?
The source told me basically there's going to be designated tailgating areas. So if you think of, you know, Northwest Stadium, FedEx Field days, you know, you can basically tailgate anywhere. The parking lot is an open field. I think it's obviously going to be set up a little bit differently at the RFK site, and I think there's going to be specific tailgating areas where you'll be restricted to that parking lot or to that area to tailgate. So what I'm getting at is I don't think it's going to be as vast as you've seen at FedEx sure. Field or Northwest Stadium driving, you know, around the stadium. You see everybody park, you know, tailgating in various parking lots. I don't think that's going to be like that at all from what I'm hearing, from what's being told to me. So I think it's going to be skewed down. I don't think it'd be as vast, but there are going to be elements where people that want to tailgate will be able to do so at designated areas. So I think fans that have the belief that there's going to be no tailgating, I've been told, and I think they need to understand that that's not going to be the case, that there are going to be designated spots for tailgating at the new stadium.
All right. While we have you on, and we're talking to Scott Abraham from Channel 7, yeah. Scott is a Syracuse grad, hence a basketball fan. You have to be if you go to Syracuse. So yeah. What do you want to see the Wizards do tonight at 6-18? Do you have preferences?
Boy, I just, you know, the whole Ace Bailey conversation debate is very interesting, and just doing a lot of reading and seeing why he's doing it, what he's doing in terms of not working out or taking teams' phone calls. Normally that would be a red flag to me, but just the upside and the talent of a young prospect. He's so young. What is he, 18, 19 years old?
Yeah. They all are, basically.
If he's available at number 6, I would love an Ace Bailey, because I think that would be an anchor, a guy you could put on a side of the billboard, you know, build a marketing around. And I think that's what Ace and his team wants. I think they don't want him to get lost in the shuffle of going to a Sixers team that has Maxey or Embiid and be, you know, the third or fourth fiddle, where you come to D.C. and you can be the dude. If Ace Bailey is there, I think that would be fantastic for Washington, because he was obviously pegged for a top 3 slot, and this whole nonsense of him not working out and, you know, being difficult, I guess, for teams to work with may work in Washington's favor.
How do you think it'll work out with Terry McLaurin?
I think it's going to get done before training camp starts. I think, just the negotiating, the posturing that's been going on, and that's just been the MO the last time around when he wanted a contract extension. I think that got done early July. I think this is going to get done before training camp. The team understands how valuable Terry is on the field. That's a given, his physical traits, but you can't put a price tag on the human that Terry McLaurin is in that locker room, in the community, how he is as on the microphone, as almost like a spokesperson for the team a lot of times, when just how well he talks publicly. He's just a rare breed of an athlete, of the talents he shows on the field and the leadership he shows in the locker room, in the community. And when it just shows you, when he has a serviceable quarterback, a very good quarterback like a Jaden Daniels, look at the type of numbers he can produce. So I think it's going to get done. I think that magic number is probably going to be $30 million. I think that's the marker. And ultimately, I think it's going to get done before training camp starts.
How long have you been in town for? How long have you been at Channel 7?
Yeah, 2016. I got here January 2016.
Wow.
So it'll almost be 10 years. So I've seen a lot with that franchise, and it's been – last year was awesome, Kevin. It was – you know, I've said it publicly, and I may have told you before, I wish I could experience what RFK was like. And I never had that opportunity. And obviously I've seen videos and clips and stories from, you know, former Washington legends, what it was like being there and playing there. And I wish I could experience that. And to see that kind of come to fruition on a smaller scale last year and see the excitement, how the town and the city just got captivated around this NFC championship birth, that last year was a lot of fun, and I want more of that. So I'm really excited about this upcoming year and years to come with this regime and Jaden under center.
I think you've told me this before. You're from upstate New York, right?
Yes. Yep. Utica, New York.
Yep.
I went to Syracuse. So yep.
Were you a Bills fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Long-suffering Bills fan, Kevin. So my childhood was those four Super Bowls. I was born in 83, so I was, what, 7, 8, 9, 10? Those four Super Bowls. So Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, they were my heroes. So I'm hoping one day, you know, I could experience the Eagles did, you know, maybe winning that Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, they're still near dear in my heart. But, yeah, I was a Bills fan growing up.
All right, one last one on this team, because you've been here now and you've experienced the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but last year got to be a part of, you know, this resurrection season. So entering year two of Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn and company, what are you most confident about as it relates to this team, and what concerns you?
Most confident is the offense. I think they're going to be putting up points. I think they fortify that offensive line. They got more weapons in terms of Debo, and you have the Swiss Army knife, the capabilities that he can bring. And I think the offense is going to score points. They're going to be moving up and down the field. I'm not worried about a blueprint in terms of slowing down Jaden. I love the fact they had the continuity, the coaching staff returning, especially in that, you know, offensive room with Cliff Kingsbury and Tavita Pritchard and David Blau to help with the growth and development of Jaden. The offense is going to be terrific. They're going to be just fine. I think the key to the offense is going to be the running game from running backs. Too many times last year, Jaden Daniels led the team in running. I want to see Brian Robinson Jr. have a monster year, stay healthy, and really take hold of that backfield being at a contract year. I think B-Rob is one of the key layers, the key element to the offense. My big question mark, maybe concern, and I think that's been talked about ad nauseum from media members, radio, TV, is the defense. I don't think necessarily they got better. And last year they had plenty of warts. Who's going to stack the quarterback in terms of you got to, you know, make up the loss of Fowler, who was the leading sack getter for Washington? Will Frankie Louvu be more of a pass rusher? How will the secondary look in terms of the new pieces? Jeremy Chin gone, Benjamin St. Juice gone. So who's going to fill those roles of Trey Amos and Will Harris? And then the defensive line, obviously Jonathan Allen gone. They brought in some bigger bodies to stop the run. So the defense is going to be my concern, my question mark. I don't want to shoot out every game. I don't want a 42-35, you know, type of game. You know, might be exciting for fans, but I want to see some more from the defense. And that's going to be my big question going into 2025 here.
Thanks, Scott, for doing this. Good information on the stadium. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Thanks, Kev.
Scott Abraham, everybody. When we come back, the Philly Voice, that would be the PhiladelphiaVoice.com, just put out a story, 10 reasons the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. This should be an entertaining read. Let's do it together when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hater, I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate
when you write a story titled 10 Reasons the Commanders Will Be a Dumpster Fire This Season. I think that's an admission when it's written from a Philadelphia Eagles perspective that they're concerned that maybe the rivalry is back on. Jimmy Kempsky, Philly Voice. You can find him at phillyvoice.com. Just put out a story this morning titled 10 Reasons the Commanders Will Be a Dumpster Fire This Season. Subtitle, the Commanders made it to the NFC title game last year. Do they have another run in them? He writes, this week, all week long, we're taking a negative look at each of the teams in the NFC East in detail. Today, we'll roast the Washington Commanders. To note, we will not be talking about the positives of any of the Eagles' NFC East rivals because, well, that's no fun. This will be 100% vitriolic. And yes, we'll get to the Eagles as well at the end of the series. So I like this. This is good. Let's come up with our own why. 10 reasons the Eagles will not repeat as NFL champions. There's some really good stuff in here, though. Like some stuff that maybe even we would consider. But it's a good hate, you know, sort of story. I want the NFC East to be what it used to be. And I want our team to be a part of it, which it really hasn't been for so long. It stinks that we don't play Philadelphia until week 15. All right, here are the 10 reasons, according to Jimmy Kempsky of phillyvoice.com, the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. Number one, regression is coming. The Commanders won 4 games in 2023. In 2024, they won 12. That was the biggest win total improvement in the NFL last season. It tied for the 9th best improvement since the NFL went to a 16-game schedule in 1978. And then Jimmy spells out all of the teams since 1978 that had improvements of 8 or more wins in a season. Washington obviously went from 4-13 to 12-5, and then looked at what happened the following season. And if this research, and I don't have any reason to think that it's wrong, if this research is correct, there's only one team that went 8 games or better in terms of improvement from one year to the next, and then in the following year improved upon the previous year. The 1996 through 1998 Jets, they went 1-15 in 96. They went 9-7, an 8-game improvement in 1997. And then in 1998, they went 12-4. That was a 3-game improvement. Every other team on this list, with the exception of the 2013 Colts, which did the same as they did the year before, 11-5 to 11-5, all of them had significant reductions in wins the next year. The biggest change, the 2002 Bears went 13-3 after going 5-11 in 2001, and then they went 4-12 in 2002. The Panthers also in 2016, off their 15-1 2015 season, went 6-10. That was a 9-game change from the year before. Interesting, but you know, if you look at some of these examples, like the 2016 Panthers, there were major injuries, especially to Cam Newton in 2016. And I bet if you went through a lot of these examples, you either had a retiring player or you had a lot of injuries. But fact remains, of the teams since the schedule got expanded to 16 and then eventually 17 since 1978 that improved in the same level of 8 wins or better like Washington did last year, the following season, all these teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of the 15 teams had worse seasons. One had a better season, those 98 Jets, and the Colts in 2013 had the exact same season. So, that was reason number one. Regression is coming. And by the way, this guy writes, let's also admit the 12 regular season wins were lucky. And he talks about no kicker in week 2 against the Giants, the Hail Mary against the Bears, the Saints without Derek Carr playing, and yet Washington still needed a 2-point try at the end to go awry against a terrible team. You know, talking about the loss of Jalen Hurts in week 16, the missed field goal at the end of regulation with a replacement kicker against Atlanta in week 17, the doink off the upright in the wild card round, the Lions being decimated by injury on defense in the divisional round. So that was basically number one. Regression is coming. Number two, what are these stupid trades this team is making? And they talk about Marshawn Lattimore, Deebo Samuel, Laremee Tunsil, the trades they made for those three players, right? They're essentially down to 6 draft picks. They had the second lowest draft capital in the NFL this year. They only have 5 picks in 2026. They're paying 2 of these guys a lot more money than they're worth in talking about Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel. So reason number two that Washington will be a dumpster fire after regression based on the typical 8-game improvement. Answer number two is, what are these stupid trades this team keeps making? Number three is, what are these stupid signings this team has made? And they talk about Kinlaw's $45 million in particular. That's the big one, $45 million, 3 years for a guy like that. That's answer number three, or reason number three. Reason number four, good Lord, this team is old AF. Washington is, based on their 90 player roster right now per spot rack, the oldest team in the league at an average age of 27.7 years of age. But in this story they write, I think that the perception of the Commanders from a national perspective is that they are a young up-and-coming team because they had a stellar rookie quarterback last season. They are not. In fact, they have 30 players who are 29 years of age already or older. Here's how that compares with the rest of the NFL. Washington's got 30 players of 29 years of age already or older. Next most 19, the Falcons, Lions, and Texans. That's 11 more. I actually didn't know that. That is kind of interesting. I mean, they're the oldest team on their 90-man. I don't know if they'll end up being the oldest team on their 53, but to have 30 players 29 or older, and the next group of teams, second to the 30, only have 19, that is interesting to me. I don't know if it's a reason they're going to be a dumpster fire next year, because a lot of those players are exactly 29 years old or on the verge of turning 29. Number five, among the 10 reasons Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025, according to the PhillyVoice.com. Their pass defense will probably suck. To begin with, who's getting after the quarterback? None of their projected starting front four of Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Daron Payne, or Javon Kinlaw had more than five sacks in 2024. And then at corner, Mike Sanders still looks like a good player in the slot. He actually didn't play in the slot last year. But the two outside spots will be manned by a combination of a maybe cooked Marshawn Lattimore, a soon-to-be 32-year-old Jonathan Jones, and a rookie in Trey Amos. Number six on the list of 10 reasons Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025, according to Philly voice writer Jimmy Kemsky. Number six, this is a good one. This is one that we've said many times. Their run defense will almost certainly suck again. During the regular season, the Commanders had the third worst run defense in the NFL in terms of rushing yards allowed per game. Among the above group of teams, which includes Panthers, Saints, Cowboys, Bears, Giants, Titans, Jags, Colts, and Pats, the Commanders were the outlier in that they had a 12-5 record, while the rest of the teams had a combined 44-109 record. By the way, that stat alone is an indication that run defense is still very important in the NFL. All right, so you take the teams that finished were the top 10 worst rush defense. This is average yards per game. And nine of the 10 teams combined, they all had losing records, and the combined was 44-109. That's a 288 win percentage. Washington was 12-5. The next best team among the 10 worst rush defenses in the league last year were the Cowboys at 7-10. I'm sorry, the Colts were 8-9. My fault. The Cowboys were 7-10. But man, that is definitely something. Rush offense and rush defense, turnover margin, of course. When you look at it at the end of the year, if you can't stop the run, or if you're really bad at stopping the run, you typically are not a good team. Washington, 100%. Was an outlier last year among these teams. And, you know, one of the reasons why, look at the other teams and their offenses and their quarterback play. Washington's the only one on the list with a top-tier quarterback. Everybody else had either bad quarterbacking or injured, you know, quarterback situations. All right, so number seven on the list of why Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025, according to the Philly Voice, Jimmy Kemsky. Their rushing offense is carried by their quarterback. This is something we've talked about a lot. On the other side of the ball, they write, the Commanders finished third in rushing with 154.1 rushing yards per game. That's great and all, but my concern if I'm a Commanders fan is that Jaden Daniels led the team in rushing. The biggest fear for any Commander season going forward is Daniels going down at some point. I mean, I suppose that's true of most teams and their quarterbacks, but it's really true of Washington. Other quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, all run the ball their fair share, but none of them have to carry their team's rushing attacks like Daniels will. This is true. We've talked about this. You know, those other running quarterbacks, Josh Allen had James Cook, Lamar Jackson had Derrick Henry, Jalen Hurts had Saquon Barkley. They all had backs that led the way. We don't want Jaden Daniels to be the team's leading rusher in 10 games next year. Reason number eight, Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025. The idea that Jaden Daniels will only get better is not a given. I think it is, but this is what they write. Jaden Daniels was a star player as a rookie. It would be stupid to suggest otherwise. A common sentiment surrounding the Commanders is that he is only going to get better. Meh. The following is a list of quarterbacks who recently won Rookie of the Year honors, showing their QBR in their rookie seasons and then their QBR in their follow-up seasons. Disclaimer, yes, QBR is a rudimentary measure of a quarterback, but we'll use it here for snapshot purposes. So, last 20 years, quarterbacks that have won Rookie of the Year, three of those quarterbacks had upticks in QBR, six of them had downticks. We know one that had a downtick. Yeah, RG3. The three that had upticks were Cam Newton, Kyler Murray, and Justin Herbert. This is their weakest. This is one of their weakest of their 10 reasons Washington will be a dumpster fire. Last two reasons, according to Jimmy Kempsky of the Philly Voice, 10 reasons why Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025. Number nine, the reason being the Commanders converted an unsustainable percentage of fourth down conversions in 2024. The Commanders converted 20 of 23 fourth down conversions during the regular season in 2024 for a conversion rate of 87%. That was the best rate of any team in the Super Bowl era, minimum 15 attempts. A big part of that was because Daniels is awesome. But also, they're not matching that in 2025. I don't know if they will or won't. I would certainly say that is an outrageous outlier number on fourth down conversions. And not that I'm going to speak in terms of regression to the mean, because that's a stupid way to talk about sports. But I will say that it seems unlikely that they could go 20 of 23 on fourth downs. Lastly, Dan Quinn turtled up in the Commanders' biggest moment. This is the 10th and final reason why the Philly Voice and Jimmy Kempsky, the writer, believes Washington will be a dumpster fire. And he writes, speaking of fourth down conversions, on the opening drive of the NFC Championship game, the Commanders came out in no huddle and put a bit of a scare into Eagles fans. They converted a 3rd and 6 from their own 34, another 3rd and 6 from their own 45, a 4th and 5 from the Eagles 43, and a 4th and 2 from the Eagles 28. And then on 4th and 3 at the Eagles 16-yard line, Quinn, and they write, of 28-3 infamy, of course, talking about the Super Bowl lead over the Patriots, 28-3 when he was coaching in Atlanta, he decides on the 18th play of that drive, that's enough risk for me, even though we keep converting. Let's kick the field goal. You know who was happy with that decision? Literally every Eagles fan and the Eagles sideline itself. Luvu is shown on the sideline correctly wishing they'd have gone for it on fourth down, pointing out that the Commanders were the best fourth down team in the league. While talking to his players after that drive, Eagles defensive line coach Clint Hurt said, 17 play drive and 3 points ain't going to effing beat us. The Commanders were lucky to be in the NFC Championship game in the first place, and Quinn tried to play it like they weren't the obviously inferior team, and the Eagles proceeded to put up a 55-burger on them. Yeah, that was interesting. You know, we talked about it ad nauseum afterwards. You know, 18 plays, you got a team reeling, and you are about to, you know, potentially convert on a fourth down on the opening drive of the game, and you settle on 4th and 3 for a field goal and a 3-0 lead. We know what happened after that. First play from scrimmage, it's 7-3 Philadelphia. Then it's 14-3 after Washington fumbles, De'Ami Brown fumbles. They were still in that game, though, man. I'm never, ever going to lose my, you know, clarity on being down 34-23 and on the move late in the third quarter to make it 34-29 or 34-31 when Austin Ekeler fumbled on first and 10 from midfield. I mean, Philly didn't, Kansas City couldn't budge the football beyond midfield on their first eight drives. Washington moved the football against the Eagles in that NFC Championship game, and what really killed them more than anything was two things. Their inability to stop Philly. Philly could have named their number in that game. Let's not act like the defense was ever going to get off the field if they really needed to get off the field. Philadelphia averaged 7 yards per play in the NFC Championship game. They rolled up 460 yards on 66 snaps and took their foot off the pedal at the end with 55. But the other part of it was Washington committed 4 turnovers, and those 4 turnovers stopped them from keeping pace, or at least keeping that score much more competitive than it turned out to be. But I'm never going to change the idea that Philly was the better team, no doubt, but that the final score was not reflective of how competitive the game was. So there you go. 10 reasons from Philadelphia why Washington will be a dumpster fire. Max, you read through that because you found it during the break and read through that. There are some reasons there that we've talked about,
yeah,
in terms of why they might not win 12 games again next year.
Yeah, the my favorite is what you called the weakest reason, the Jaden Daniels will only continue to get better. A lot of the information, like Brian and I were talking about it, it's not incorrect, it just lacks a lot of context. And this is a great piece written by Jimmy here, because going through all these, they don't fail to make me laugh. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, look. I mean, they might regress in terms of win total. They also might be a better team and only win 10 games this year.
That's the thing. It always comes with a harder schedule. So
right.
The regression usually happens for that reason.
Dumpster fire only happens with an injury to the quarterback. I'll say that right now.
That's
dumpster fire season only happens with an injury to the quarterback. If the quarterback plays all 17 or the significant majority of the 17, Washington's going to go back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 15-16, and I think back-to-back playoff seasons for the first time since 91-92. All right, look, some of you were on hold. If you want to get back on the phones, we'll finish up with who would you like to see the Wizards land tonight in the NBA draft? Who's the guy that you're convinced is going to be a superstar, an all-NBA second-teamer, you know, third-teamer, worst case, in 5 years? You want to see that player land with Washington at either 6 or 18. 301-230-0980. I'll kind of go through my hope scenarios tonight for 6 and 18 when we come back as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980. We're also on YouTube. Check out the Team 980's YouTube channel. Watch us on our YouTube channel. I'm on 10 to 1. You can watch the show 10 to 1. You can also watch Craig Hoffman's show from 4 to 7. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and like the YouTube channel when you get there.
All right, the NBA draft is tonight, and the Wizards hold 2 first-round picks, the number 6 and the 18th picks. Options at 6 include guards Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson, and VJ Edgecombe, forwards Ace Bailey and Khan Knipple, and center Kaman Malawach. The draft gets underway tonight at 8. Keep it locked here on the Team 980 for our NBA draft show with Linnell Willingham at 7:30. Reds pitcher Chase Burns made his much-anticipated debut last night. The Reds' second overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft struck out the first 5 batters he faced. He becomes the 5th first-round pick in last year's draft to reach the majors. Nats, they fall to the Padres by a score of 4-3. San Diego native Trevor Williams drops to 3-9 on the season, giving up 7 home runs and 4 earned runs. 7 hits and 4 earned runs, my apologies. And C.J. Abrams and Jacob Young with the only players to notch multiple hits last night. They will close out their series versus the Padres today at 4:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 3:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'd like to see Trey Johnson be the pick at six. I mean, I like players more than Trey Johnson, but in terms of realistically what might be there at six, I really would love to see the Wizards draft Derek Queen if that's a trade-up from 18. Yegor Demon, I really like a lot from BYU. There are other players I like. I'm not a massive Ace Bailey guy. I love the talent. I love the raw athleticism, the defensive timing, etc. There's one moment that sticks with me. It was his game at Maryland. There are other moments I watched. He was too casual, a little bit too flighty. But he's 18, so I understand that, you know, judging him on his worst games and a few moments at 18 years old. Derek Queen had some games that were not very good where he looked almost completely detached in moments of the game. But that's what I would love. I'd love to see a Trey Johnson-Derek Queen combo. Yeah, that you know, a Trey Johnson Yegor Demon combo. I don't think Edgecombe. I don't think, you know, Harper and Flagg. Forget it. Flagg is the largest favorite to go number one overall since Wembanyama. If you want to, you know, give me the guy that you hope the Wizards take, either at 6 or 18, 301-230-0980. Paul, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
Good, Paul.
All right, so I'm going to tell you right now, don't listen. Agents are paid to manipulate general managers, okay? And at the end of the day, I want them to get Ace Bailey. And he went to Rutgers. My pops went to Rutgers. He's been following them all year. And he's telling everybody, like, don't listen to what all of these cats are saying about this guy. He's a scoring machine. He can score at will. Don't worry about his height. Him being 6'8", 6'10", is really not a big issue because we're living in a positionless league now. So He can handle the ball. He can go inside. He can shoot. And really, the way my pops put it, it should be Cooper, Harper, Bailey, 1, 2, 3. But the second person
that's what it's been for almost 2 years, you know, in terms of mock drafts. So why do you think he's falling to six? You think GMs are just getting duped by the agent?
I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. I think that GMs are paid to manipulate, our agents are paid to manipulate general managers. And they put stuff out through the media to make people fall and rise as they see fit. You know, think about what you just said. It's been 1, 2, 3 all year. And now all of a sudden, all this bad stuff is coming out about Bailey or he not going to certain teams to work out. That's his agent telling him to do that.
I'll tell you what, if I'm a Philadelphia 76er fan, if I'm in that organization or Charlotte and Ace Bailey is clearly one of the top three players in the draft and I get manipulated by an agent, I'm getting fired if he ends up being the next Kevin Durant.
He would want to be. I'm just telling you, he would want to be in Washington. We got C.J. McCollum now. We made some good moves. I love the moves that we're making.
You got C.J. McCollum for a year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we're talking about the veteran experience and the influence that they're going to have on the young pack, on the young player. Okay. So,
let's see what they do. I think that it wouldn't be my number one, but let me just be clear on Ace Bailey. It's not like I don't see the talent. I watched a lot of Big Ten basketball. I watched Rutgers a lot. I saw his game at Northwestern. Okay, I certainly saw his game here. I saw his game early against Bama. Remember when they played Bama early in the year? And it was a competitive game. Now, Alabama doesn't guard anybody. You know, they don't guard anybody.
Alabama, no. And the SEC, Alabama,
Alabama is a terrible defensive team. They were the team in the SEC that is a terrible defensive team. Rutgers lost like 99-95 or something like that. You can look up the score because that was an early kind of Thanksgiving week game, if I recall. I got to roll. I'm up against a hard break. Thanks, Paul. Good to hear your voice again. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about what the Wizards did. Chris is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.